Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of St. John Newman, and from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, and musician currently on sabbatical in California. His preaching today is called Become What We Pray.
A reading from the first letter of St. John, edited by myself for the sake of more inclusive language, and ending at verse 18. Beloved, this is the message you have heard from the beginning. We should love one another. Unlike Cain, who belonged to the evil one and slaughtered his brother. Why did he slaughter him? Because his own works were evil and those of his brother righteous. Do not be amazed then, brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. We know we have passed from death to life because we love. Whoever does not love remains in death. Everyone who hates another is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life remaining within. The way we came to know love was that Jesus laid down his life for us. So we ought to lay down our lives for one another. If someone who has worldly means sees someone in need and refuses compassion, how can the love of God remain in them? Children, let us love not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. The Word of God. I was very struck by this reading in this Christmas season and on the memorial of St. John Newman, because of the teaching that is so similar to other strong challenges we have from the scriptures. This first letter of John is very much like the Epistle of St. James, chapter 2, where James says, if a brother or sister has nothing to wear and no food for the day, and one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and eat well, but you do not give them the necessities of the body, what good is it? And this gospel, this letter of St. John is also like the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 25, the final judgment, where Jesus says, I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. Goes on to say in the end, as long as you fail to do it for the least of these brothers or sisters of mine, you failed to do it for me. Yes, these readings challenge us to live up to what we pray, to become what we pray, to not just pray and hope, but to act to whatever degree is possible, to act in the name of God to help whomever we can help, who has nowhere near the comforts that we might have. A number of years ago, I wrote a song, which I think I've shared with you in the past, titled Becoming What We Pray, in which the refrain sings, it's not up to God alone to listen to prayer. It's not up to God alone to answer. But when the people of God become what we pray, the kingdom of God is revealed. When the people of God become what we pray, the kingdom of God is revealed. That is exactly what the Epistle of James is talking about, what the Gospel of Matthew 25 is talking about, and what this first letter of St. John is talking about. Let us love not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. Indeed and in truth. No wonder the church has chosen this reading from the first letter of John for the memorial of St. John Newman, not to be confused with Cardinal John Henry Newman of England, who is responsible for all of the Newman centers we have, but the immigrant from Bohemia, John Newman, who was a Redemptorist priest. It seems that he was a marvelous man, and in studying a little bit about him in preparation for today, as a Redemptorist, he participated in parishes and shrines and retreats and evangelized through traditional teaching and social media. But especially, the Redemptorists serve the poor and the most spiritually abandoned, and they are called to minister to immigrants. John Newman was born in 1811, died at the early age of 48 in 1860. He was the first Redemptorist to profess vows in the United States, and at a young age served as superior of all the United States Redemptorists before becoming Bishop of Philadelphia, where he died. He was canonized in 1977 as the first United States male saint. He was quite a number of things, but what struck me most was that he, an immigrant himself, was named patron of immigrants. And oh, how we need his intercession today. Throughout the world, how we need the intercession of him and people, men and women like him, in as many parts of the world as possible, to try to alleviate the terrible sufferings of people fleeing for a better life, fleeing their homes, fleeing their lands, painfully leaving behind their own histories and stuff in search of peace for their families. St. John Newman gives us a tremendous example today of what we're called to. As difficult as it is, we are called not only to pray for all of the people suffering in the world today because of immigration issues, but we are called to do as much for them as we possibly can, to become what we pray, to become what we pray. I was watching TV yesterday and saw the story of a pastor and his wife in Tennessee who has been giving housing in his church to immigrants in his little town. I was so impressed how he opened his church doors, as many of us have done, to those who needed refuge, who needed shelter. And now the town in which he lives has slapped him with numerous zoning violations and is trying to prevent him from helping the poor, helping those needed. Viewing him on TV yesterday, he had tears in his eyes as he told the interviewers, this is what he was ordained for. This is what he was called to. This is what the gospel expects of us. How moving to see that he's doing everything in his power to do it. And I know there are others. There are others throughout the world, throughout our countries, throughout our church, following the teachings of the scriptures and of our own Holy Father, Pope Francis, in doing what we can to receive those who need shelter and clothing and food. My friends, it's a very difficult thing, especially for us who are sometimes feeling so powerless over the powers that be. It is so difficult to know how we can make a difference. But we need not worry so much about making a difference as much as just doing something. What can I do? What can I do today to alleviate the suffering of an immigrant, somebody who is seeking refuge for his or her family? What can I do, as small as it might be? Let us all keep asking that question. Let us keep praying. And then let us commit ourselves to becoming what we pray. We must become what we pray. God help us.